we talked about the definition of success. What would you say are the major contributors to your success? What beliefs and values really served you to be effective in life?
Optimism. I always believe that, you know, I can get a taxi on a snowy night. Mm-hmm. And my wife thinks we'll never get a taxi. She comes from Scotch people, and that's the way it is. I think that's it's you know, the power of positive thinking is Norman Vincent Peale. That's right. But I think, you know, when I changed the course of my life and I got to Yale, that took 2 years of work to get myself to Yale. But I got there, you know, by sticking with it. But it is, right. How many do you want? How many think you? How many things? As optimism is one.
Right. Well, as many as you would like to give, because these would be the things that I think people can model, right? Being optimistic.
One that I was thinking about was sometime within the last years that might not occur to most people is consistency. If I give people my word, I will do it. If I did something like 20 years ago that was solidly grounded, I'm likely to do something that equally solidly grounded, like tomorrow. Consistency is that you can count on people to be reliable. I was going to say integrity. That is that your values are solid. People can trust you. I don't know whether those are all one thing or not. I have been given very important jobs at very relatively early ages. I was a drama editor of the Herald Tribune, editor of their Sunday section at the age of 26. I was master of a college at Yale when no other layman had had that job before. It was always, and I didn't even go to Yale. People seemed to trust beyond my years. And I think it was probably a mixture of, I must have conveyed something that I could get it done. I mean, I don't know what it was. But looking back, I'm struck by people trusted me with a lot of responsibility at really much earlier ages than most people in that particular position had gotten them before. And I think it was just sort of a trustableness, a sort of sense of I can get it done. It was positive thinking. It was optimism. It was certainly humor. Was the lubricant of all that. And I forget what the question was. Does that answer the question?
It does. It was just about the beliefs and values that served you to be effective in life and your major contributors.
Yeah.
And just as a follow-up, if you had to guess, what do you think you exuded to allow people to assume or to think that you could get it done?
Well, I don't know. I've often wondered that, because you don't know at the time who you are. You only know by sort of looking back and thinking, hey, you know, how did they do that? Why did they do that for me?
Right.
I've never had any trouble getting along with people. You know, in the Army, I was thrown together with people who were nothing like people I was brought up with.
Right.
I had no trouble getting along with any of them. I am very I'm very curious about people. I go down. My office was at 55th Street in Lexington until last December. You know, I know all those merchants. I know about their families. I know their lives. I drop in on them. Even if I'm not having anything to do with them, I just drop in to see how they're doing, how their wife and children are. It's my village. When I moved home, I needed some help, and we hired a couple of young women as kind of helpers and interns, and they would take me around town and take me to, you know, the fitness center and the bank and place errands of that kind. And I was always stopping in. I think they were struck by how many people I was either being hailed by or people I wanted to stop in and say hello to who weren't necessarily on our rounds, you know, that they were taking me from. I think there's something that they knew that I was interested in them, whatever that quality is.
Right.
I think most people are really do not convey that they are interested in other people, and I think that's either out of shyness or they really are very self-centered, or they,
right.
I don't know what it is.